Com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green dress
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Matt's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm in Missouri. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us on the West Coast. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, Hey, Rick, just before the broadcast, I was thinking about these fuel filters. And I was thinking about, you know, we are replacing fuel filters here on the farm at an unusually high rate. I mean, an extraordinarily high rate. And here's what I'm talking about, class. I'm talking about we have a diesel Chevy pickup truck. And I had to replace the fuel filter on that. I put a pre-filter on it coming right out of the fuel tank before the lift-up fuel pump. I put an inline fuel filter. That was plugged up. We've got an international tractor, 40-horsepower tractor, with two large canister-type fuel filters. They were plugged up. The fuel filter on our fuel tank, we have several fuel tanks here at the farm, and the fuel that's picked up from this large fuel tank, diesel fuel, goes through a final filter. That's plugged up. Gas fuel filter on one of our gasoline trucks is plugged up. A total of five filters plus the filter at the fuel tank had to be replaced. And here's where I'm going with this. It's abnormal. And my theory on this, and I'd like to share this with Rick and see what your thoughts are. Rick, my theory is that the extreme temperatures that we experienced this winter, I'm talking about 40 degree and over 40 degree temperature swings within a 24 hour period, was causing the air inside the fuel tanks to condense, with the moisture in the air would condense on the cold fuel tanks at an unusually high rate that would cause moisture to mix with the fuel and cause rust to dissolve, if you will, into the fuel and then plug the fuel filters. And also in diesel fuel, bacteria, if there's moisture in diesel fuel, bacteria can live in the diesel fuel, and this thick, black, slimy bacteria plugs the fuel filters. So I'm thinking that the transportation trucks, these tanker trucks that you see on the highways that carry diesel fuel and gasoline, that were partially full, not 100% full of fuel, would have air in them. So moisture would condense in those transportation trucks, in the tankers, in the fuel hoses that the tankers use to deliver the fuel from the tank to the gas stations, fuel underground fuel storage tanks, and in our fuel lines and in our fuel tanks of our vehicles, tractors, trucks, and so forth. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's an interesting observation on your part. Of course, when you open and close a refrigerator, that exact model happens, where you get condensation on the inside of a glass jar that might be in the freezer holding my coffee. And when I reach for my coffee, it frosts up. And that frosting up is just the difference in temperature and the amount of water that can be held in the air molecule. And, of course, if it's shifting all over the place like it has been this winter, going up and down, then absolutely. And to be able to actually vector it down to fuel filters and how it's affecting the performance of your vehicles, I mean, that's pretty astute on your part. That's probably a good explanation, or at least one of them. Another might be what's in the water when it does that. That polymer that's in there is, you know, I sent you something on the 25th by diary entry on the 25th. It's creepy. And while we know that the snow that you guys have been getting is not real, what is it? And that particulate that's in the water vapor in the atmosphere is also now inside your body.
Rick, so I just before the broadcast, I called up O'Reilly Auto Parts in Lebanon, Missouri. Now, they're about 20-something miles from the farm, and they're right near the Cowan Civic Center where we've had the last two expos. And I've had an account with O'Reilly's for many, many years, a business account. So, you know, we buy a lot of parts for our farm equipment and tractors and trucks and vehicles and so forth. And so I know probably all the employees there, at least the ones that have been there for a while. And I called the manager just like 2 minutes before the broadcast. And I asked for Greg, and I said, hey, Greg, I've noticed this phenomenon with fuel filters. And I wanted to see what your thoughts were. Have you, and my question was to him, are you selling more fuel filters than typically? And he said, Vinny, we sold a lot of fuel filters this winter. And the answer is yeah. So they have sold more fuel filters than typically, than they would typically sell. So, you know, it's, Rick, some of the things that I see on the farm, I have a small sample size because it's just our farm. But, you know, I look around and we can extrapolate this out. And a lot of times it's somewhat universal to our geographic region. So when we have cows that die, and I go, geez, you know, I wonder if other people are having the same problem. Yeah, well, they do. They do. So it's not just us.
Yeah, it's an environmental impact, and that's why you have DEQ. I don't know why they're not outspoken more about what these different forms of geoengineering and Fukushima, because that is the actual turf of DEQ. And I'm surprised they're not more active in everybody's environment right now talking about it. That was why DEQ was put up together in the first place. Mm-hmm. Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ. It's interesting. You're going to see it in a lot more examples of vectoring and what the impact of all of this is having on us. Mm-hmm. It's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm.
It is creepy. And
to realize that nobody is giving full disclosure on what's actually happening. They're just doing it.
Well, let me tell you how this problem expanded. So, you know, it's really easy to one of the trucks we have is an old Mercedes ML320 1999 model, a couple hundred thousand miles on it. And in order to change the fuel filter, you have to take the driver's side rear wheel off the vehicle and take out a fender liner because the fuel filter is buried behind a fender liner. Now, you know, I guess if a person has a jack and you're willing to, you know, a safe jack, I'm not talking about like a car jack that comes with a car. I'm talking about one that would, you know, safely lift the vehicle and you put on a jack stand. You can take your wheel off and do this yourself. But it was, believe it or not, it probably took us about an hour just to change this simple fuel filter on this little this 1999 Mercedes. Then on the Chevy 1994 Blazer pickup truck with a diesel engine, we had to put that on the lift and get under it because I put the fuel filter on the frame. So what I'm saying is a lot of these simple tasks take equipment in order to maintain the vehicles. So if you're driving along and you find out that your car is sluggish or doesn't go up hills with power that it usually has, it might be the same problem that I experienced. So here's what happened with one of our tractors. Mrs. Finelli was taking a tractor down the road, and she turned around and came back because it wouldn't run. The tractor wouldn't run properly. It just didn't have any power, and it limped home. And so I changed both fuel filters, and I looked inside the fuel filters, and they were gummed up. And I looked inside the fuel tank, and there was some black sludge in the bottom of the fuel tank as a result of this bacteria growing with the
moisture.
Yeah,
I think that polymer is actually partly responsible. It isn't just about water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was an unusually thick, gooey substance at the bottom of this fuel tank. And it was black, and then Rick, here's what it did. It literally plugged the fuel line, a steel fuel line from the tank to the fuel filter, probably 5 feet of pipe. And the fuel would not flow through the fuel line as well as it wouldn't flow through either of these two fuel filters that were in series with each other. So here's why I'm telling you this story. Number one, it happened. It happened on multiple vehicles. Number two, on the diesel, what I did to solve the problem, I could not get this diesel engine, even with two new fuel filters, to run more than half throttle. That's all it would run. And that's not enough to operate the farm equipment on the tractor. So I put a quart of Dexron B automatic transmission fluid in with a half a tank of fuel in this tractor. And I let it idle at about one quarter of full RPM for about 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, the detergent in the Dexron B automatic transmission fluid was able to loosen the deposits in the fuel line and flush them into the fuel filter where they were trapped. And now the tractor runs
fine. Your tractor's got high cholesterol, huh?
Well, you know, that's a really good point.
That is
it did.
Not an incorrect way of looking at what's happening.
And that's exactly right.
Imagine what that's doing to your own internal body.
That's exactly right, Rick. It did have high cholesterol, and it had plaque built up on the arteries, the capillaries, and the veins. And I flushed it with automatic transmission fluid. Now, obviously, we're not suggesting that you use automatic transmission fluid in your body, but you do need to eat properly so that you can clean your arteries, your capillaries, and your veins. But that is exactly what happened with this particular tractor, and I solved it with automatic transmission fluid, Dexron. I did not use synthetic. I used just the conventional Dexron B automatic transmission fluid, and about 15 minutes later, the problem is solved. Now, I'm sure I have two almost plugged fuel filters, and I'll have to replace them, but that's fine with me. We'll be right back, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Hey, Rick, I understand you're going to be on John B. Wells' show.
Money. I got invited back.
Yeah, and
after he got fired.
He must have really appreciated getting fired to have you back. So isn't that wonderful?
Actually, it was Matt and I. He did me, and then he did Matt Stein the next weekend, and then got fired because of the response from both of us. Actually, they say it was breach of contract. I don't know that we'll ever really know what actually happened. But his manager, you know, is planning to have me on a regular basis because my knowledge base is like, well, you know how I am. Pretty much I can talk about anything and have opinions, you know, that... but, you know, I have to say something, Vincent. I really have appreciated working with you these last several years. It has taught me a lot, and candidly, I haven't met anyone as smart as you. You have as good a range of topics and, relationships to things that I find very interesting.
Well, Rick, that's very kind of you to say.
Not being kind, it's the truth of it. We don't even have to discuss what we're going to talk about. We pretty much just go there.
hey, Rick.
Well,
you haven't been in the kitchen at the farm for several months, but I wanted to share this with you. One of the things that I wanted to do, and I walked over, you know where the back door is, and there's a veranda there, and that's where the dogs all look in, and
yeah.
We have a bottle-fed calf who now looks in the back door into the kitchen. Well, it's kind of the center of our farmhouse, this kitchen area. Well, I was standing next to the door looking out, and there's this area above the light switches, and I thought, you know, that would be a great place for Rick to sign on the wall, you know, that he was here, like Rick was here. Like, remember Kilroy was here, was under all the bridges?
Yeah.
Well, so
a new kind of paint to paint over it and start all over.
No, seriously. So I said to Mrs. F, right here, she's looking at me, I'm doing my best Columbo, you know, I go, right here, like 20 by 30, we, you know, I'll just put a frame right on the wall here. I didn't get it. Dr. Joel Wallach was here at the farm, and so I said, Joel, I'm sorry I didn't get the wall painted in time for this, but I have this poster board. So he signs like a John Hancock. It's at least a foot long. And so his signature's there, and Howard Shane, Dr. Shane's signature's there. Norm Shealy will get him, and you, and Matt. And you know, I just want it to be those who have visited the farm, you know, signing the wall.
Yeah, when ATF comes and raids it, then they'll have their list.
Well, since you... well, I'll tell you what.
Take that list down. That's who we raid next.
Well, they were already... Seriously, Rick... 2 days ago, one of my neighbors, who I don't really see very often, we have wonderful neighbors. We have the kind of neighbors that are there if you need them, and they're not there, you know, most of the time.
Gotcha. That's true.
So, I mean,
there should be, yeah.
Yeah. And
not
so,
meddling.
So one of our, yeah, right. So one of our neighbors showed up in the afternoon, and so Mrs. F came up to the studio, and she says, you have a visitor. So I said, okay. So I went downstairs from the studio into the, and he was outside in the driveway, and dogs are all entertaining him, and so he we're talking about, you know, he has a ham radio set up, and he's got a, you know, a ham shack right outside his house. He's got an antenna, and he said the sheriff's department was there and demanded that he take down his ham radio antenna. He told him to take it.
They can't do that.
No, they can't. And they said, if you don't take this...
What was the reason? I don't...
Well, they said that he was giving blisters to his neighbor.
Blisters? Like that one downtown in Lebanon that, where the cars won't start. Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Yeah. So he told the deputy to take a hike. Well, the deputy said, you don't take this thing down, you're going to jail. And he said, you don't have the authority to do that. He said, we don't have authority to do a lot of stuff we do, but we do it anyway. So so that's why I have to run for sheriff. But I'll tell you the rest of the story about this antenna. And then the FBI showed up. The FBI showed up at my neighbor's house. Two of these thugs showed up. I'll tell you about that when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rick, I was telling you about our neighbor. And he has this ham shack, which is a building outside of his home. And ham operators call these little buildings that they have out in the backyard where they go and talk on their ham rigs. They call them ham shacks. So they, you know, they can be really, really nice, and they'll still call them a shack. But he was telling me that the FBI, these two agents came over and wanted to know. They wanted to see his operation, and they wanted to copy information from his Mac computer. And he said, "My Mac computer?" And they said, "Yeah." And he has other computers. So They were only interested in specific information from his
Mac computer. You know why, don't you?
Tell me why.
Because a Mac can't be hacked.
Okay. Well,
that's the reason they wanted the Mac, because they couldn't get into that one. They'd already probably been in to his other ones. Windows, and the Windows 8 especially, has so many backdoor bullshit things to it that, you know, it's open to anything. You think that Echelon is, that's just the tip of it.
Well, Rick, so what he did, was he let, I don't know why, but he let them get into.
Yeah, he didn't have anything to hide, so, you know.
That's what he said. Right. He said he didn't have anything to hide. But you know what? I wouldn't do it anyway on principle.
Well, I understand. So, it's an exercising of your free rights. The thing is, it's called the spell of invisibility, low profile. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be on their radar because, you know, they can mess with you if they, you know, get a hair up their behind. And so I'm just going to suggest that not being compliant is the word, but cautiously open and friendly. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Love is the law. Love under will. And so, if you know, like you, you have that right because that is your right. And, you know, but, you know, you can also try to be working with them. You don't have to always be in a confrontational mode. That place also brings with it bad health because you're constantly being upset about something or other. In fact, a lot of people want to live like that where they're in conflict with everything. Really, what I'm now discovering is that if you're actually doing what you're, what was their reason for it? What were they looking for? Did they say, tell them ever?
They said that somebody sent a nude picture from that computer, and that was their pretext, that someone sent a nude picture.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Remember, when I did Coast to Coast, I told you that Sunday morning I got hacked. What happened was the Ukraine used my website as a way to stream a vicious global attack on WordPress. It came out of my thing. Well, now what happened was it shut me down. And when it shut me down, we couldn't figure out where the problem was. And what happened is when I found out that my own URL had been blocked because of this a global attack. It was a terrorist attack on WordPress. And they used my computer right here in Grants Pass, Oregon, to attack the world. And when we went in and we finally figured out what was wrong, and the feds didn't help me, we found two other our URLs. And if you don't think Interpol and the feds wanted those URLs, it led them to Ukraine. I'm going to suggest that, I mean, this happens. This is a kid, you know, just messing around. It doesn't even have to be evil. It's just a kid, you know, playing and with fire. And I'm going to say that World War III is being fought right now on the Internet. And it is a war where they are using information as a weapon. And while I'm saying that to you, I'm looking up in the sky, and we have had rain and overcast and low clouds, and yet there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 chemtrails. Now, who's paying for that? And why are they doing it? It is not about global warming anymore. This is all over the world. I don't know if you've noticed what's really actually happening, but the sun is becoming very active and has been sending off a bunch of M and X band discharges that have affected Peru and other kinds of places with 8.2. 8.2 is a very big earthquake. And then there was an aftershock this morning at 7.8. That's just like Fukushima. And when it was out in the ocean. It wasn't premeditated. It's the sun doing it. And what they're doing with, I can look at these chemtrails and I can't understand. I can see them in the clouds with going right through it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
They're lower.
Well, Rick,
so there's something going on. You wanted to talk about aliens. Huh, there is a possible scenario for Fox TV or something being invaded by a bacteria that lives in a polymer in our atmosphere. That could be a whole new place to go. I remember in the laboratories that I was doing in the 70s, Delgado was in the lab next to mine and doing chip implants with monkeys, and we were looking for a brain-mind interface, some kind of way to take a solid-state physics chip and marry it directly to the brain. And I'm guessing, I don't know. Everybody's got it in it. Now we have vectors like Morgellons. Now, Morgellons was more like a nematode, the way it behaved. It was like possibly from the Challenger, and it interfaced with some kind of bacteria in the xenosphere and mutated because where it fell and lived. The nematode is the only thing that lived from the Challenger experiments. The vector from Florida through California, that is the exact places that we saw Morgellons, which is basically, showed up, is this little polymer. And guess what's in this chemtrails? This is very, very creepy stuff. And I don't want to put people into fear, but you need to start asking questions to everybody. What is that about? I'm looking at the chemtrail. That we have high clouds, overcast, it may rain today, and there it is.
Why? But they're unintended consequences of these deadly chemtrails.
Collateral damage. There's going to be, your filters and your rigs and the way they're running are exhibit A. And it's going to cross the board in terms of the way it impacts your life. You're going to start noticing differences in everything. And that's what they called the quickening.
Mm-hmm. Rick, some of these unintended consequences are collateral damage. I've seen them at the meetups. You know, we have the chemtrails, and then all of a sudden we have this freezing rain, which becomes a sheet of ice, which makes the roads impassable.
I was there 2 years ago when we experienced that. I've never seen in my life, I don't know about your Midwest, but I've never seen anything like that on the West Coast, and I lived up in Canada. And so let me tell you, I've seen serious weather drop to 40 below zero, just like that, 40 below, and then wind chill. So, and I've never seen anything like what I experienced in Missouri when I was with you. That one night after I had done my workshop and we went to that Chinese restaurant to have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the way home.
Really, man, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, what Rick is talking about.
Everywhere.
What Rick is talking about is we were at this Chinese restaurant, and there were many of us that were in Rick's seminar right after the expo. And we looked out the window, and the rain was coming down, straight down. I mean, it was a horrific rain, a lot of rain.
Yeah.
A downpour like an unbelievably
strong. That's what we call a downpour. You know, where you can't even hardly walk through it.
Right. That's what we had. And then so
like
after it stopped.
Right.
After it stopped, we got in the truck, and it wasn't freezing cold. It really wasn't. It was mild. We got in the my four-wheel drive 1994 Blazer turbo diesel pickup truck and we drove toward the farm, and we saw off in the distance a bunch of blue and red lights, and it looked like, you know, cops are out. And I thought, oh man, I can't believe they got a gauntlet set up. Well, what happened was there was a tow truck there, and there were some cars that had gone off into the ditch. I thought, what's with those guys?
Black,
I mean, you can't drive in
the
rain.
Snow appeared, and you had like 7 or 8 inches in less than an hour.
Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of snow, but what happened was that rain, that downpour, turned to ice, and it was black ice, and you couldn't see it. It looked like the road had rain on it, but it wasn't rain. It was ice, and it wasn't freezing cold out. It was the strangest thing. And then we turned right. We got out of the area where those vehicles ran off the road. And we started going up down a big hill, a huge hill. And I thought, you know, this road is really slippery. So I put it in four-wheel drive, and we're going maybe 20 miles an hour at the most in four-wheel drive, and it was really, really slippery, and it was warm out. So this was a phenomenon that I had never seen before either, Rick.
And you have been in Missouri how many years?
8 years. And
okay.
We had never seen it.
I have been in Washington and Canada for almost all of my life. We have black ice. I've seen it. We're in Portland off the Columbia where if you're at a standstill, the car starts to just slide. Okay, so I've been in black ice. I have never seen anything like this, and it's unnatural. And then the next year, here are these articles about polymers being put in the chemtrails with a bacteria that is excited with uranium. And basically what it's doing is it traps or holds water moisture like a way of weather control. Probably it has nothing to do with global warming anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That myth has already, so it's a false flag, just like everything else.
Yeah, and this collateral damage, Rick, has appeared as people who have broken their backs, their hips, they've fallen on this black ice. So not only do we have the fuel filters plugging up, the cattle and the animals dying, the farm animals, but we're falling down on this black ice and crashing our cars. It's not necessary. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, you know, we talk about the unintended consequences, the collateral damage. You know, we're spraying chemicals in the air, and these particulates, I believe, are causing respiratory distress. I believe they're causing irregular heartbeats. I can't prove it because my sample size is so small, but I really think that this is injurious to our health, and I would like to submit that this is terrorism, absolute terrorism, conducted and approved by the government.
My vector, because I was doing this for military, my vector shows that it is not a government project. It is a United Nations project, and that it's being funded by five transnational corporations. For what purpose?
Well, Rick,
Well, New World Order, you know, imagine if they could turn all men. I have this slide that shows the ape evolving into a human and eventually mutating into a sheep.
So the UN and five transnational corporations, but Rick,
well,
it cannot be done without
the... to discover so far. And if I don't know, what does that mean? Well, I came up with the conclusion that now information and our awareness is being used as a weapon against us. And it's important for us to always focus on what is really important. And the power of one, just say no. That is how it stops. Because it isn't going to be us, it's our grandchildren, but they're watching us. This is my theme.
I'm in total agreement, Rick.
Mission statement, children.
Mm-hmm. Rick, I'm in total agreement. But
I don't know where it's all going to go.
These planes.
I'm concerned, and it's creepy because if it's even possible, it's probable.
Rick, the planes cannot take off without our government knowing about it.
When I was in Mexico, even their president didn't notice the weird differences in clouds, because in Mexico they were laying them down at 4 in the morning, and by sunrise everything was already different.
Well, there's one thing I got to say for Obama. He probably did notice, because he likes to play golf, and he's probably saying, "Hey, you know, where's the sun? You know, I like playing golf. Can't we turn the sun back on?" He probably did notice. It's probably one of the few things he noticed.
From a metaphor point of view, the sun represents the Father, and it's what causes man to evolve. And so, as a metaphor, you could suggest that inhibiting the sun is to slow down man's evolution.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, if you look at how bright our young people in high school are, we are really slowing down evolution, because they can't add, subtract, multiply, divide, estimate, make, change.
Common Core is to try to make all of us into sheep rather than diverse thinkers with a range of diverse thought. That is our natural resource, is the creativity of being different. Why would we want a form of education that would try to make us all the same?
Rick, I was looking on the internet for a soil test kit. And there's a company that made them in the 1950s and the 1960s. And this thing was like a Gilbert chemistry set with funnels and filter paper and reagents. And it was a really sophisticated test kit for testing your soil so you could grow a garden that would be wonderful, that would really produce. Bottom line is, people don't do that anymore. They don't think like that anymore. They don't want to test their soil. They don't want a garden. They don't have the drive to create things for themselves and experiment and tinker and innovate. We've lost it. And that company is out of business. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercials. And I'll tell you a little bit more about this ham shack and my neighbor and the FBI and the sheriff's deputy. When we come back.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.